Hi. So we'll start with the responsibility of technology companies. To what extent should they help law enforcement agencies with, say, for example, gaining access to the encrypted messages of suspected criminals?
So the challenge with breaking encryption or putting in place a system to subvert encryption can actually have unintended consequences for the rest of society, particularly with sensitive information. So it's one of those fine lines that if there's proper judicial process in place, then there's no issues, I guess, with the company providing some sort of details, but it's that oversight and governance that we should monitor and watch.
Right, and we do have such legislation, such as the Telecommunications and Other Legislation Amendment Act. How can we, stay relevant with technology advancing at such a rapid rate?
Correct. Well, technology is changing so much and it's really becoming an integrated part of our lives, from people making orders and things like that using Amazon services by voice to communicating in a constant fashion and taking your news from social media. So it's really important, I guess, that as we move forward, laws can adjust and also take advantage of those technology changes without really compromising our privacy as well.
Right. And the Turnbull government introduced the first cybersecurity strategy in April 2016. To what degree do you believe this strategy should be a priority for governments in the upcoming election?
So it should be a huge priority because the government's really wasted a lot of money and time focusing on terrorism. And when you consider the number of people that have really died from terrorist acts is quite small in Australia compared to the number of families and individuals and businesses that are impacted on a daily basis from cybercrime. Mm. It's really an area that the government should start to pivot more towards to protect Australians.
Right, and a way to protect Australians would be some kind of an educational program. How can an educational program be catered to different demographics and sectors of Australians?
Yeah, definitely. We need something that's very similar to what we had with the Flip Flop Swap campaign, which was to reduce skin cancer. The government could choose to do something like Smart, Safe and Secure about, being smart online, thinking twice before you click on links, staying safe and only communicating with people that you have met or trust, and staying secure by patching your systems and making sure you're backing up your data, really to drive behavioural change in society rather than just awareness.
Right. And when it comes to sectors such as health, law or even tertiary education, they are more, vulnerable to cyber insecurity. Why is that so? And what can be done to increase cyber awareness in these sectors of society in particular?
Definitely. So I think legislation has really driven a lot of change and advancement in the financial services industry, so they're quite advanced, whereas there's very little in terms of legislation to make law organisations or the tertiary sector or even the health sector improve their security stance. And as a result, it's quite easy to breach those organisations, particularly for foreign governments.
Mm. Well, Damien, thank you very much for your time on the show today. It has been a pleasure.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.